Lord, teach us what we are to know. Show us what we are to do to be your disciples. Amen. There are a lot of actions and gestures that we do in worship. You see people kneeling or bowing for reverence. We've just stood up to hear the gospel. People will kneel or stand for prayer. We move the offering forward to the altar. Sometimes people raise their hands in praise in Christian worship. There are all kinds of gestures that happen. And one of the most ancient gestures that happens in our worship is the passing of the peace. Now, these are simple gestures that we do, but with deep meaning. They remind me sometimes of the custom after a sports game of each team to go down the line and shake the hands of the other team. And you know, it's funny when the game is over and you're watching it on TV or live, and they don't do that, you think of something is missing. It kind of is an idea of saying, well, we might have been competitors on the field and we were out for blood or we were wanting to conquer you, but when the game is over, we are at peace and we shake each other's hand. And so the deep meaning of that has lots to do with sportsmanship and how we treat each other, regardless of how aggressively we might want to win. When it's over, we are at peace. And from the beginning in the Bible, you hear the words, "Peace be with you." We heard them today in the gospel. But they appear everywhere. And in the Christian scriptures, which are, of course, the New Testament, you hear Matthew tell us, when you go into a house, say, "Peace be with you." In Luke, the angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Of course, speaking to Mary. And in John, just 2 weeks ago, we might have heard this. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Paul opens almost every one of his letters with the same words, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." So it's part of our ancient heritage from the beginning. And today, in our liturgy, we pass the peace in action. You're asked to stand up, hold out your hand, greet one another in the peace of Christ. You answer with whatever you answer with, and you're asked to move out of your seat, or lean over at least, to reach out to someone else. And you know, in the Book of Common Prayer, there's no words for us to do this. I don't know if you noticed that, but the celebrant says, "The peace of the Lord be always with you." And you say, "And also with you." But then when you greet one another, you can say, "Peace be with you." You can say, "Peace." I've heard people say, "The peace of Christ." Simply peace. Peace. When they pass the peace. So there's no detailed direction, but the gesture is clear. It's a reaching out. You're not supposed to go find your friends. You can, it's okay. But it's a gesture of reaching out, perhaps to someone you don't know, to someone who's nearby, because the meaning of it is, we are a people of peace. This is our community. We want to build peace. We are like Jesus, bringers of peace. It's not a casual hello. It's mutual acceptance. That's the meaning. And where it comes in the liturgy is very important. You know, I know you've heard people say, "The peace just breaks up the service." It doesn't break up the service. It's part of the service. Look where it comes. Now, we're in the Easter season, so you won't notice this today or in the next few weeks. But we usually say the confession and the absolution after the prayers of the people. It's a form of celebration to leave it out of the Easter season. But that's where the peace comes. We've confessed our sins. We've received assurance of the forgiveness of God. And we are ready to be reconciled. We also have the scriptural charge that says, if there's something on your heart that is wrong, fix it before you come here. This is an act of reconciliation. So the peace is a natural lead-in, a natural part of the liturgy that says, yes, we are now reconciled and ready to be at the table. Now, let's not kid ourselves. It lasts a moment, right? All this stuff I just said about peace and reconciliation in our community. But how could that possibly be from a simple handshake or hug or greeting to each other on a Sunday morning? It goes like that. Well, I'm going to ask you to think of the peace, the passing of the peace, as a cumulative event. It's not just today. Every Sunday we come and share the peace at every Eucharist over and over again. And think of it as, well, if you've ever had a toddler, you're trying to teach him to say please or thank you. I was trying to teach my son to say thank you. So, what do you say? And as the cookie was shoved in his mouth, thank you. But repeating that, what do you say, please, what do you say, thank you, eventually you will hear their voice carrying a true thank you from the heart, because they've practiced it, and they've incorporated it, and the action of that speech and the gesture of thanks will become part of their heart. That is what we hope that the peace does for us, that it turns us into people who have hearts for peace. Now, in the Gospel of Luke today, when Jesus says, peace be with you, you know this is one of those post-resurrection appearances to the disciples when they're not really sure it's him, but then he does something to make them know that it is. Well, in this case, he asks them for something to eat, and he eats it in front of them. It's actually a really weird story. Why would you do that? Wouldn't you bless them, or wouldn't you tell them something important? But he consumed what he asked for, and they gave him a piece of broiled fish. You know, it wasn't baked, it wasn't fried. Very precise about the fact that there was physical food of a specific type that Jesus took in and ate in front of him, proving what? That he had a body, that he was a man, that he was physical. Because if you think about the time that Luke was writing in these early days of Christianity, there was a system of thought called Gnosticism, some say a philosophy, where everything that was the body and material was evil, and everything that was spiritual was good, and your whole goal in life was to suppress the physical, deny it, and aim for the spiritual, as if they could be separated completely. And this was a heresy to the church later on in their development. But at the time, it was trying to, because Jesus could not be a human if physical was evil, right? So there was this difficulty. And I think that Luke was trying to help us understand, yes, Jesus was fully human like us and fully God. But it's another way in to say the sacred is in the physical. It's not just in the spiritual, as if they can be split. And so Luke tells this detailed story about Jesus eating stuff in front of the disciples to show his body. Look what he says. He says, look at my hands and my feet, touch me and see. Touch me and see, I have a body. When we touch anyone's body of pain, who could say that that hand does not have peace in it? When we touch someone, we can touch Jesus. And so here is Luke instructing us about peace. That's what Jesus said. Peace be with you. And in the passing of the peace, it's really hard to imagine that a hand that is practiced at offering peace could ever be the hand of division. That the hand that touches the head of someone who's sick to smooth the hair back, that someone who holds the hand of someone who's dying, that these peaceful hands, practiced peace hands, could ever be the source of division. That is what we're after. Peace be with you.